guy, the president said as I entered the room, doing a double take as he looked up from the Resolute desk. You look terrific in person. Wow. Ever the casting director, I thought as I stepped onto the newly reinstalled cream-colored rug from the Reagan presidency, the last time a true celebrity made the leap from entertainment to the presidency. Thank you, Mr. President. So do you. Making my way to the golden couches that face each other in front of the presidential fireplace, it was flattering to be favorably sized up by the commander-in-chief. The in-person part reminded me that Trump only knows me from CNN, where I occupy the role of senior political commentator, and as the conservative often battling several liberals at a time over his policies. He has seen me fight ferociously for him, and on some occasions, take issue with something he'd said or done. He's seen it all. I never hold back when I have an opinion or a hot take. Have a seat, the president said. On the couch closest to the door, I sat next to Scott Bessent, the new Secretary of the Treasury. Of all the people in the room, he was probably the person I knew the least about and had never met, but I was impressed by him during his confirmation hearing and his subsequent media engagements. He leaned over and said, "Thank you for flagging my comments to Bloomberg on your X account. Very helpful." The previous Friday night, as I prepared for an 11 p.m. tussle on CNN, my close friend and frequent collaborator Joe Arnold sat just outside of camera range and showed me a clip of Bessent's calm smackdown of a Bloomberg reporter who was assailing him on DOGE's efforts inside the Treasury Department. I was impressed by Bessent's repost, and I posted it for my followers on X, the platform where my following exploded during and since the 2024 campaign. Bessent obviously took notice, and his comment reminded me that even a late-night post from Louisville, Kentucky, can find its way to the most important decision-makers in the world. The influence of X on our public discourse is vast, more than people realize, I thought. Yet another feature of the Trump era, diluting the influence of mainstream media outlets and ramping up the importance of other new media and information-sharing platforms like X, formerly Twitter. As I began to take in the room, which I hadn't been in since the summer of 2008, Trump asked the assembled, "Does everyone here know Scott? He's terrific on CNN. Just terrific." The people in the room all nodded. And I did know most of them in one capacity or another. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, earlier that morning I had interviewed him for nearly 30 minutes while guest hosting on Sirius XM Radio. CIA Director John Ratcliffe. Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller. Mike Waltz, who was then the President's National Security Advisor. Commerce Secretary-Designate Howard Lutnick, who would be confirmed a few days later. Deputy Chief of Staff Taylor Budowich. Then Trump added, "To be honest, he used to be, frankly, a little bit average. But now, he's terrific." A light chuckle rippled over the room, and I allowed myself a laugh. I always wondered whether Trump had noticed the times in which we had not been aligned. Obviously, the answer is yes. I've been one of Trump's most ardent defenders on cable TV, especially since the 2024 campaign and subsequent transition to Trump 2.0. I tore apart his political opposition daily. They deserved it for being unhinged and blatantly dishonest in many of their attacks on him. And I gave half the country a voice during a campaign and ensuing transition that countered the gaslighting and insane takes from Trump's most hysterical opponents. I was hired by CNN as a pundit in 2017, just a few months after they signed up J.D. Vance, a fellow Politico with ties to rural Kentucky who also emerged from humble beginnings. He was to be the Never Trump Republican voice, and I was to serve as an emblem of the average Republican voter that largely supported the president but could call balls and strikes, too. I wasn't hired to read talking points. Rather, I was hired to authentically translate from Red America to fellow panelists and CNN's audience about how average Republicans were absorbing the news during the Trump era. Plus, I had years of high-level campaign and government experience under my belt at that point.